Hi, my name's Luke Vail. I'm 19 years old. I come from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Canada. And this is the story of how I've come to my faith. So I grew up in a large Catholic family. I really grew up just following my older brother and sister. I pretty much just did everything they would do. If they would go to church, I would go to church. If they went to youth group, I went to youth group. And, you know, I even had the same friend group as them and even like the same first job as them. I really didn't know how to make my own decisions as a kid. I knew eventually that was something that would have to change in my life, but when I was younger, it was just easy for me to, you know, just kind of did whatever they did. When following them, I didn't feel fulfilled. But I remember at the age of 15, I went to this Catholic youth retreat. I just went to have some fun with some of my friends, but I was caught off guard by a man giving a talk. When the guy was giving the talk, it was really interesting. He hit some points where he didn't feel like he was living a fulfilled life. He didn't feel fulfilled at all. Even at an older age, he didn't feel like he had lived his life to the full until he had started living his life for Jesus. He had kind of explained how he started living his life for Jesus by, you know, just starting to pray, starting to go to Mass, and it just changed his life for the better. He had found this missing piece in his life, and the way he had described it, it seemed like exactly what I was missing in my own life. So I remember after that talk, we went into a time of prayer, and I felt really encouraged. I felt like I wanted exactly what that man had. So during that time of prayer, I knelt down, and I closed my eyes, and I opened my hands, and I just remember saying, "Jesus, I want you." And at that moment, I couldn't hear anything, I couldn't see anything, but I just remember knowing that Jesus was there before me and that he said, "Luke, I love you and I want you to come and follow me." So after that, that's exactly what I did. I went and followed Jesus. I wanted to follow him in everything I could do. But obviously after that moment, my life wasn't perfect. I still had to keep striving, still had to keep trying to pray. There was ups and downs. It was almost like two steps forward, one step back, but at least I kept moving forward. And although it's been tough, although it hasn't been perfect, my relationship with Jesus has led me to do some amazing things, even like coming here to work with NET, to share my faith with students and young adults and just many people. So I'm really glad I made that choice to let Jesus become a bigger part of my life. And if I would encourage you to do anything, I would encourage you to also make that step, if you haven't already, to let Jesus become a bigger part of your life.